Welcome to Fatal Flaw. I'm Molly.
And I'm Maddie.
A couple of disclaimers before we start. There will be spoilers for Percy Jackson and the Olympians and Heroes of Olympus. There will be adult language and adult topics, so proceed with caution. Mom, please don't listen to this. Welcome to Fatal Flaw. I have done a lot of research into this topic in the last 24 hours. I knew nothing before, and now I know slightly more than nothing. So I have become an expert in astrology over the last couple of days. And so that's our topic. I'm very excited about it, and I'm very excited to have two special guests, Aaron and Manasa from Camp Half Pod.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got our podcasting voices on. We've got our astrology notes. We're ready to rumble.
Let's do it.
Okay, would you guys like to introduce yourselves first?
If you're a Camp Half Pod avid listener like I am, then you already know this one thing about Aaron and Manasa. But can we do your godly parent and your sign, your sun sign?
Yeah, I'll go for it. I'm Erin. I am a child of Athena, and my sun sign is Virgo. So I think that not all children of Athena are Virgos, but all Virgos are children of Athena.
Huh. we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
I'm Manasa. I'm a daughter of Persephone, and my sun sign is Aries. So, you know.
Ooh.
Pure chaos.
Ooh, I love that. I love all of that.
Does that match my notes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
These notes are making me a little bit
sun signs.
I texted Aaron. Guys, I want you to listen to this list. I have a page titled Riordan characters, and then I have obviously like the seven and all the other important Riordan characters. And then I have a separate list of like IRL people who their sign would probably be relevant in this conversation. So I have Maddie, Aaron, Manasa, Molly.
Yes, the four of us, very relevant people.
The other two are Taylor Swift and Rick.
So accurate, yeah.
I had to Google Rick Riordan birthday.
What's his birthday? What's his sign?
He's a Gemini.
Oh my god, I could have called that.
That's freaking typical.
I should have said that before so that it wouldn't seem like I was just being basic and being like, I knew it.
I also knew it.
So do you already know Taylor Swift's sign?
She's a Sag.
Yeah.
The Archer.
Very correct. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Is that literally it?
Yeah.
That's literally, oh my god.
I love that.
I think in Speak Now, she mentions like she and Jake Gyllenhaal are twin fire signs, so.
Yeah, that was in,
Red.
That was in,
State of Race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry.
Well, no wonder it didn't work out. You don't want two fire signs together. That's just...
That'd be kind of fun.
Well, you're a fire sign.
I think I add a good spark to any relationship. So
that's good. Yeah. I love
so
that.
I'm an air sign, but the guy that read my palm said I had a lot of fire sign in me.
Do we have all four elements here?
Do we have Maddie, who's an Aquarius, which is an
air. So air.
Aaron is a Virgo, which is earth. Manasa, which is an Aries, which is a fire sign. And I'm a Cancer, which is a water sign. This is a collab made in the heavens.
This is the most balanced
if
I've ever
Maddie
been.
Avatar, she would know that we would be the Avatar. Yeah.
Let me pull it up real quick and watch it while we record.
Yeah. We're all wearing the wrong color shirts, too. I feel like Manasa needs to be in red. Erin needs to be in green. It's like,
true.
We've all gotten mixed up here.
We're failures. It's
going really well. Okay. So, as an astrology expert, I did a lot of Googling, so I feel like I can do a quick overview. So I just want to do a quick overview of fire, water, earth, and air. Just because if you have no idea about anything, I feel like those are kind of broad categories that you can kind of pick up on. So the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Water signs are supposedly intuitive, emotional, and sensitive. They value security because water likes to be in a container, I guess, is what some website told me, which is interesting.
I don't like that. I think that's the opposite.
Fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. They're passionate, dynamic, temperamental, and need careful nurturing, according to the Google. Earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, and they are grounded, loyal, and practical. And the air signs are Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. And they're all about actions, ideas, and motions. Kind of is the vibe that I'm getting. Okay, so that's the basics. So first of all, I would ask, do you guys have stuff that you wanted to talk about? Did you come in with... Yes. Okay. Manasa is raising her hand.
Hello. Yes. I thought I would kind of give a little bit of like my background with astrology, because as a woman of science, I laugh in the face of astrology, but as a person who likes fun things, I think astrology is incredible. But something that is interesting is, so my parents are originally from India, and my family's Hindu, and Hindus have a very deep belief in astrology. A lot of the things, everything we do is based off of astrology. Obviously, please do your own research on that. But basically, we have a thing called Rashi, and it's basically the same thing as like the star signs and all the stuff with astrology. It's just like a lot of things are determined based off of your star sign when you're born. It's very complex. I once sent Erin, when she started getting into astrology, the chart that we have, and it's like 17 layers that you just have to like match, and there's like specific people who can read into it. So my parents got married, they liked each other, but a lot of their marriage and a lot of the compatibility was measured based off of their star signs. And like a lot of the things that I do, like anytime we have like a ceremony or a religious anything or a new beginnings, they try to make sure it falls on an auspicious day. So it's a lot of fun because I don't have a lot of understanding, because obviously I was born and raised here. So my understanding is through my parents' interpretation, and my father is man who's like, you know, science is the only answer. And my mom is like, the stars will tell us. So it's a really fun balance. But
it's my favorite dynamic.
It's really fun. It's definitely a lot of debate in the household. But like, how are you supposed to debate with someone's beliefs? It doesn't work. So it's really fun. I know that all I really know is mine is Kritika. And that's all I know. I don't know. And the only reason I know that is because during like religious ceremonies, if they're asking to bless you, they will ask you what your star sign is, essentially. And you have to be able to give that answer. And so I never can remember. So I'm like, Mom, help. So like astrology has always been a part of my life. It's really fun that like I think people are getting really into it in the last like 5 years here in the States and stuff. But it's been something that's like, I'm always like, yeah, but grandma has to read the star signs first. Grandma has to let us know when we can do, when we can like buy a house or when we can do this and that. So it's fun that way.
I really love that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Is it the same system?
It's very similar. They have like Sanskrit names for each of the stars, because it's all based off of the same, we all see the same night sky, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, this is what it means. They have different Sanskrit names for everything. And they'll have, like, the Vedic name and the Western equivalent of like the sun, the moon, etc., and like where your planets align. It's just has a completely extra several elements that I don't really have an understanding of, that I'm like, nobody does except for specifically my grandmother.
Can we add her to this call?
She doesn't speak English, but I could translate, and I think it'd be very fun. She's someone who's like, she's very funny because she's like very progressive, especially compared to her children, which is very interesting. So like when my cousin was kind of like, this is my favorite story, is that we got the app CoStars, my cousin and I, who's like 5 years older than me, because we wanted to see our compatibility with each other, obviously, for friendship. And my grandma, I came up to grandma because she knows where every single grandchild and great-grandchild was born, their star sign, everything off the top of her head. There's about 30 of us, so that's pretty impressive.
Oh, and my God.
She like only has an eighth grade education, but she can tell you that. And so she, at one point, we were like, hey, grandma, like, can you tell us exactly when we were born, the time, the date, et cetera, and stuff, so we can figure out our star signs, exactly. And she got so excited because she thought that we were, like, slyly asking her because my cousin had, like, a boyfriend and was, like, looking to see if they're compatible. And so she found out it was me and my cousin seeing if we were friends. She's like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh, so mad at us. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, you know your friends, your cousins. And I'm like, no, we have to see like compatibility, like if our spirits are aligned. And she's just like, I can't talk to you anymore. Okay. And but then go ahead.
I was gonna say, it tells you that you're not compatible and you're just like, sorry, I can't talk to you anymore.
I know, we're not friends anymore. Well, then she was trying to be like chill about it too, because she was like, well, you know, it's nice to have the stars to back you up, but if you really love someone, regardless of his background, you know, gender, everything, like, you know, you should go for it. I'm like, you just want a wedding. You don't care about anything.
Yeah. Oh.
She just wants to party. That's my spiel, so go ahead.
I love it.
That's awesome. Erin, you also had something to say.
Oh, did I?
Oh, you raised your hand. When I said, did you have anything to...
I like to raise my hand in classroom settings.
You're such a gifted kid.
I'm just a gifted child. No, I think it'll be fun to talk about, too, like, the difference between, like, your sun sign and your moon sign and your rising, which are kind of, like, the big three, because I think everyone knows their sun sign, and, like, that's what the elements, like, people are usually like, oh, I'm in whatever the sun sign is. And I think that if anyone ever is like, oh, I really don't fit my sun sign, usually it's because they have like a very opposite moon sign, or their chart is just, their whole chart is very all over the place, and so it kind of like counters everything. Like, I really fit my Virgo sun sign because I have a ton of Virgo and Capricorn in my chart, so I'm like very earthy, and so like I feel like it compounds itself. But then people sometimes don't fit, but like maybe their sun sign or their moon sign is like very different, it kind of balances it. It's my personal theory.
Yeah.
So my personal theory is that Zeus is your sun sign, Hades is your moon sign, and Poseidon is your rising. Okay, that's all I had to say, because you've got the big three of astrology, then you've got the big three of Greek mythology, so that's what they fit. Okay, Molly, go ahead.
I personally would call Poseidon the moon sign, because the moon and the tides, personally.
I was just thinking rising because he's a fuckboy. Anyway,
I'm really mad at you, Maddie, because last night I was telling Caitlin about my notes. I had them all spread out over the coffee table. And I was talking about the big three, and she goes, she has this like shit-eating grin, and she's like, I thought the big three were Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades.
And she thought she was so funny for that one.
So original, so clever.
Can't wait to listen to Being Green, the Muppets podcast.
It's coming out soon.
That's if so I can expect that humor on it, I am so excited.
And David. My twin brother, David, them together is just a lethal combo. So anyway, my whole spiel with astrology is I hate to be a Debbie Downer, because, like, I feel like that's kind of it's unspoken, but, like, I don't believe in it. I don't think that the stars when you were born determine your personality. Major point in my favor there is that I have a twin brother who was born literally 3 minutes away from me, and our personalities are so different. And I know that there's an explanation for that, because I did the research. And they say you, like, take different roles and you, like, lean into different areas of your chart, because we have an identical chart. We were so close, because I know sometimes they can be, like, you know, a while apart, and sometimes that means your chart is different. But David and I's chart is, like, identical, and he's so different from me. So, of course, the websites have an explanation for that, too, and say that you, like, divide the chart. But I just, you know.
3 minutes. Your poor mom.
I know. I feel like your poor mom is for people who are, like, 2 hours apart.
Oh, that's true. Like, she's like, you know, all at once.
Yeah.
I think it's the two extremes. It's either too close or too far apart.
Yeah, true. So I don't believe in it, but it is the most fun that I have ever had. And so I'm very excited about this. It's like, it's a lot like the Myers-Briggs personality types. Like, it doesn't necessarily match up. It doesn't, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a personality defining thing, but it's fun. It's fun to, like, have a different way of talking about each other. Like, I love looking at, I keep saying I don't want to bring up Harry Potter, and then I bring up Harry Potter. But, like, everybody was obsessed for a long time with Harry Potter houses. Everybody loved
Gryffindor.
Whoa.
Pretty
wow, you're just going to, Aaron. You're just going to lay it all out and just say.
That's interesting, because I feel like I'm getting Hufflepuff vibes from, like, everybody here.
Oh, no, really?
Whoa. I'm projecting. I project. We're going to discuss that a lot episode.
Okay. I'm a Gryffindor. Ravenclaw would be my second.
That's a Ravenclaw.
Fucking
okay. I'm a Slytherin.
Oh my god. We had all four signs, and we have all four Harry Potter houses.
I mean, that makes sense.
That's crazy.
But do you have a second? Like, do you have a second Harry Potter house? Like, Aaron's a Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
No. Like, if you weren't in Ravenclaw, what would you be in?
I'm Hufflepuff with Ravenclaw Rising.
Yeah. I'm Slytherin with Gryffindor Rising. Thank you.
Powerhouse.
I don't subscribe to that. Okay. A hat gets put on your head. You get placed. You don't need a backup.
But the hat is, like, what if you can convince the hat? Like, you know, Harry, like, I want to be not Slytherin, and then he gets put in Gryffindor. That's what I'm thinking.
Fine, Hufflepuff. Okay.
Okay. I see it.
So anyway, it's fun. It's fun to put people in categories, and it's a way to talk about characters and personalities. So I really like it.
I will add that I do think I've been doing... I would recommend. I've got out my like two favorite astrology books. This book, You Were Born But For This by Choni Nicholas. It's really good, but it does talk a lot about how, like, we have this very Western view of astrology, with being like horoscopes and your magazine and personality, and kind of like equating it with like Myers-Briggs and personality tests. Mm-hmm. But there's like quite a deep history of it, and like actual, like, quite a lot of science behind it. And behind the people, like, all of the, like, if you read some of the more in-depth astrology books, like, there's so much that goes into it. Like, there's, like, the houses and also, like, all of your planets, and it's all, like, very complex. And there's, like, a whole history of it, but, like, Western culture just, like, simplifies it down to, like, this week you'll find love in, like, a magazine. So that's fun.
Oh, Hinduism is like literally 3,000 years old. Like, it's been following us for a long time, but we have to make it palatable, right, for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It has been like super commercialized, you know, with like oh, you can pay to, like, read your chart, and, like, magazines all have a horoscope, so it's, you know, watered down so that the average person can understand it and make you want to continue to purchase and put money into the big capitalist machine. So as Americans, we do one thing the best, and that is commercializing ancient practices.
Yeah.
So true, bestie.
That and creating refugees, am I right?
Yeah. I didn't want to brag about America too much.
We're just so great.
Another point that I would like to bring up with astrology when we're talking about the history of it, at least since the maybe like 60s and 70s, there has also been a really interesting tie to the queer community with astrology. Like I did a lot of research into linguistic stuff in the queer community for one of my big projects in college. And one of the things they talk about is like, you know, if they have lists of like, lesbian topics of conversation. I'm doing air quotes because it's like an iffy theory. I can't go all linguistics on this. I'm gonna get to my fucking point. But like when academics are talking about like things lesbians talk about, it's like, you know, alternative conception methods, gay adoption, you know, lesbian style, astrology. Every single article about this will bring up astrology as something that lesbians talk about. And I was really blown away by that because I thought it was more of like a, and not to reduce its history down to one word, but kind of like a hippie thing. I thought it was just like a very general, like hippie kind of spiritual kind of thing. But no, apparently it has like long ties to the lesbian community as something of interest. So I thought that was interesting.
I love the idea of walking into a room and thinking like, sorry, this is a lesbian conversation and we're talking about astrology.
That's literally like word for word all my conversations in college.
And I feel like we also like belittle it down to being like a hippie conversation because it's typically associated with women and also mm-hmm. people of color. Like astrology is often rooted in that. And so we like to belittle interests by people of color and by women into just being like cutesy little things in magazines. And it's actually like quite a lot of hard work in some of the books I've read. Like there's a lot of math and stuff that goes into it. And it's wild. It's very cool. Ew.
Shut that down. We don't do math. No.
I feel like there's such a strong and vicious pipeline of like, especially like Asian culture and spirituality to white women to being criticized very harshly. Yeah. Like yoga is coming to mind. And it's, so it goes from this like very important cultural thing to like being belittled on Instagram because it's like, oh, it's like something that a ditzy stupid person believes in or does. But the
Gwyneth Paltrow created yoga. I don't know.
You're so right.
Gwyneth Paltrow created yoga and then founded Circe's Island.
You heard it here first. But yeah, it's like the layers of like colonialism mixed with sexism of like, yeah, it's just all that good shit.
So the United States. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I love the idea someone comes to this podcast being like astrology and we're like, you know, talking about intersectionality and all of that other stuff. And they're like, oh, okay.
They're like, I just want to know Percy's sign.
Oh, you want to know Percy's sign? I got you. This is actually in the books. Okay, so let's dive in. Let's start talking about Percy Jackson in relation to astrology. I have some interesting things.
I have a theory.
Oh.
Rick does not believe in astrology. Percy's moon sign, I have a book, you can look up everyone's moon sign, is Virgo. Percy is the least Virgo character.
How do you know his moon sign?
Well, it's if he's supposedly born in 1993. Your moon, the moon changes like every like 3 to 4 days. So I can just look it up in this really nice chart I have.
What about if he was born in 1992? Because that's a little unclear.
Are we just going to fix it so it fits Percy? 1992, he would be an Taurus moon sign.
Still earthy. I don't feel like he's
real earthy of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, anyways. Go off, Molly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does say 1993. I also agree. I don't think Rick... That's one of my things, is that these are fictional characters, and astrology is a way that you can, like, define people's personalities. So you can decide when your character was born.
Yeah.
And I know Rick had to do a lot of, like, plot stuff around Percy's age, but, like, I can't think of any other character other than the children of the Big Three whose birthdays actually matter. So you could have changed Annabeth. You could have changed Grover's. So there are some authors who are very thoughtful about this. Like, I would say Casey McQuiston is really thoughtful about picking the birthdays of their characters. Like, in Red, White, and Royal Blue, the author was like, triple fire sign. Like, the main character, I believe, is a triple fire sign. And, you know, very thoughtfully picked all of the birthdays for their characters and everything. Rick did not do that. No. So I totally agree with you. I think there's a way, like, if you are conscious of it, you can make it a really interesting aspect of your story. Rick was not interested in that.
I always think of whenever, even if my characters' birthdays aren't even in what I'm writing, I always am like, oh, gotta figure out her star sign.
Right. Yeah. So something that's really interesting, I'm gonna do like a rapid fire thing real quick. Percy, Leo. Annabeth, Cancer. Leo, Cancer. Hazel, Sagittarius. Nico, Aquarius. Piper, Gemini. Frank, Gemini. Jason, Cancer. Grover, Gemini. Have you noticed anything so far?
They're mostly summer.
Yeah.
Summer birthdays. Yeah. And Geminis. Whew.
Talia, which is how I pronounce it, by the way.
Okay.
Talia, the last character on my list, the last one we have any information about her birthday, Capricorn. The only earth sign.
Rick's not grounded enough.
I don't know. Do we think Rick doesn't know astrology, or Talia is an earth sign and she was a tree?
That's good. You're so right. You're on to something.
I don't know. It connects. The red string is coming out.
No earth signs except for Talia.
That no wonder they get nothing done. They're all just like Geminis.
Geminis and Cancers. Yeah.
Yeah, just emotional messes. Yeah, constantly.
Yeah.
I can't believe Grover's a Gemini.
I do attract. I attract Geminis and Cancers. Like, I swear to God, half of my friends are Geminis. And I have a lot of Cancers in my life. So, like, maybe, like, they just, like, flock towards Virgos and or other earth signs. They just need guidance.
I have a lot of earth sign friends, I think. No, I have everyone.
You're welcome.
Like, from different, never mind. I have quite a variety. I think it would be funny to just, like, meet someone and be like, no, I can't take you in as a friend. You're a Scorpio. I have enough Scorpios.
Let's get into Annabeth.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we haven't even talked about Percy.
Yeah, we gotta start with, why don't we go through each character?
We like,
I can look up their moon signs.
Why does Percy start first. When narrator.
You read him first.
I have some. You and I have talked about Annabeth before. And we so have. That's why I wanted to make sure we got into it.
Okay.
We can do Percy first. Sure, let's go. Sure, why not? Sure, Aaron's the host of this podcast.
Oh, am I?
Unmute me. Okay.
No, I also have notes on Percy. So let's get into Percy. Percy is a Leo. As we know, not only from his birthday, but also from the line, Percy says, like the zodiac sign, I'm a Leo. And Leo goes, no, stupid, I'm a Leo, you're a Percy.
Best line. I love that. Aaron's like cringing, and I'm cackling.
I love that it gives us insight to the fact that Percy knows his zodiac sign, though.
Yeah.
Like, he says, I'm a Leo.
Annabeth told me.
Yeah.
No, let's be honest, Nico told him.
Yeah.
True.
Nico's the astrology gay.
Yeah.
He does love mythomagic. So all the like categories and like characteristics of each little, I think it would fit.
I think it'd be so funny that he just walks around being like, what a Leo thing to do. And Percy's just losing his mind because he doesn't know what that means.
It's like, Annabeth, what's a Leo?
And he has a lot of downtime to study this kind of stuff because he doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
For a solid few books.
True so, kid to the culture, yeah.
Aww. Leos, tell me about Leos. Someone tell
My
me.
My mom's a Leo.
Fire sign.
My mom.
Thank you for that, Erin. Tell me about your mom.
What's this, therapy? Just kidding.
LOL.
No, Leos are they're fiery. They talk a lot. They're like, the negative stereotype of Leo is kind of being like, you know, it's Leo is the sun. The planet that represents Leo is the sun. So the negative stereotype is being like, all about me. They can also be very like giving, like they kind of like to like, you know, give their sunlight to everyone, you know. They're big personalities typically.
I could see that for Percy.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I think it tracks. The Virgo moon sign doesn't.
No, it does not.
No.
He's
maybe the Virgo
than
moon
think.
Is supposed to be Annabeth.
Is he smarter than we think?
He's a lot more emotionally intelligent
than
I would expect from, like, a 15-year-old boy who is mm-hmm. has a spotlight on him constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like some of the negatives that I've seen in the research, some of the negatives that have been listed for Leos don't really seem to fit Percy. The ones that I came across are that they're like obstinate, strict, inflexible. And that doesn't really seem to fit. I feel like the negatives for Percy are an excess of the positives, like, you know, natural leader, loving, creative, joyful. All that stuff is positive traits, but then it kind of comes back around and bites him in the ass, kind of like a fatal flaw, you know, being a little too much of those things.
I do think that he does have a little bit of the, he can't believe it's not about him, but that also could be just because it's been about him for so long. Like when we were reading Curse of the Titan, it was just like constantly, he's like, what do you mean I am not in this quest?
Titan's curse.
That's what it was.
We did that all the time. We thought it sounded better.
Yeah, it sounds so much better.
It does. But something has to break that house of Hades, son of Neptune, mark of Athena. So we can't have curse of the Titan.
Can we? We can.
It's called consistency. I think Rick should look it up.
Wait, Molly, that's a good point. The lost hero is the only one in the Heroes of Olympus that doesn't go by the blank of blank. That's so messed
That's also
up.
The worst one.
So yeah.
We can just toss that
one. Oh my goodness.
Do we have anything else that we want to say about Percy?
No.
I think you and Aaron have a lot to duke out about.
Oh my god.
I don't think we're actually going to duke it out that much.
I feel like the ship has sailed.
No. So I think I just agree with Aaron.
Ooh. Oh. Wait, can you say that again? Just
so let me make sure my mic is positioned correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with Aaron.
Yeah, Adel, Aaron is always correct.
No, that's don't do that.
No.
Do you want to know what Aaron's fatal flaw is?
I can't tell.
Wait, now that you're on Fatal Flaw, what are your fatal flaws?
You should ask people to divulge their
we
fatal flaws.
We fucking should.
If you're a badly parent, you should just be like, what's the worst thing about yourself?
I think Aaron doing on our podcast, what? I was like, what is your fatal flaw? Like, what constellation are you? What is your fatal flaw?
What aspect of your personality will be your demise?
I think
no, Aaron let's talk about astrology.
Aaron and I actually line up very well with Prissy and Annabeth.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love that.
Explain more.
So my fatal flaw is loyalty, where I'm just kind of like, I will go to the ends of the earth for people even when they don't deserve it. And I expect, and it, like Aaron has seen it. There are people where I'm like, they deserve my loyalty even if they aren't kind to me or others because of history or X, Y, and Z. And yeah, I like discovered that on like air on the podcast. I was like, oh my god. Should I go to therapy, you guys?
This is therapy. And Aaron.
Oh, I described my fatal flaw. There was an episode of She-Ra, actually, that I think described it very well. The character Glimmer's fatal flaw, basically, is that it's a combination of, a combination of hubris and also self-loathing that oscillates between one or the other. It's like you know that scene in Tangled? Where she escapes in that montage where she's like, this is the best day ever. And then she's like, this is the worst day ever. That's like, I'm either like the best person ever or the worst person ever. And there's a lot of middle ground.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It'll change in a conversation. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
Well, I think you are the best person ever right now.
Thank you. You're fueling that.
So I agree with Aaron.
Okay.
A little more. Maybe not entirely, because I do. Okay. So for anybody who doesn't follow very closely on our Snapchat, or not Snapchat, for anybody who doesn't follow closely on our Instagram stories, this is an ongoing debate. Annabeth canonically is a Cancer, which is hyper emotional. Like, these are the negative signs, but like, emotional, temperamental, spiteful. They appear like kind of cold and like brittle on the outside, but they're all mushy inside. And I very, very strongly think that Annabeth fits that really well. To a T, she appears like this like badass and like doesn't give a shit, like very cold, very rough around the edges, but inside, like, I'm thinking of the moments of, like, where Cerberus is, like, whining because she couldn't play with him anymore, and promised to come back, and she, like, I don't even remember the exact line, but she wipes away a tear because she could hear the wailing of Cerberus. That bitch is emotional as hell!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Such a rough outside, but her insides are all mush. And I don't know, all of her POV chapters, she's just so emotional. Like, the second you see her POV in Mark of Athena, you're like, oh shit, like you think that she's this like cold, calculating, practical person, but then inside she's just like barely holding it together with all of her emotions all the time. So I think Cancer fits her really well, just because of that, like, that inside-outside kind of disconnect. And she's so, so emotional. But also I'm a Cancer, so I'm projecting. I just want Annabeth to also be a Cancer. But Erin, you also have the argument that she's a Virgo.
Okay, well, she's not a Virgo, but she acts like a Virgo.
But canonically, she's not a Virgo, but she has the personality of a Virgo, is what you say.
Yeah, I also know that I'm projecting, but I will say, like, I do very much believe that Rick does not believe in astrology. Like, I think that he could be like, Annabeth is a Sagittarius, and then every Sagittarius would be like, yeah, and, like, really believe it. And I not to bring up Harry Potter again, but J.K. Rowling, despite being a TERF, is an astrology bitch. If you look at her characters,
wow,
their whole charts, like sun and moon, you can't really calculate rising because you don't know what time they were born. That'd be really weird if that was public knowledge. But all of her characters like fit their astrology signs to a T. And, like, you know she did it intentionally with their birthdays, whereas with Rick, I'm like, I feel like it's very easy with all his characters to be like, yeah, sure, he's a Leo, but it doesn't super fit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Like, I feel like if I could find a way to fit any sign to each character. But I do see, especially reading the fourth and fifth books right now, Annabeth's more, like, emotionally manipulative Cancer side is coming out a little bit.
Mm.
We love to see it. I support that for her. But yeah, I think that at face value, a lot of her traits are stereotypically associated with like Virgo or even Capricorn, like more earthy signs.
Mm.
What is her moon sign in your book?
So she's July 12th, right?
Oh God, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't write down her birthday. I just wrote down her
sign. Annabeth. Birthday. Quick Google. July 12th, 93.
Yeah, okay, so depending on, it changes on her birthday, so depending on the time of her birth, which we don't know, she's either an Aries moon or a Taurus moon.
I could see her as an Aries moon.
Okay, but Mike is a Cancer Sun Aries moon, and he is the least Annabeth person I've ever met.
But I could see her as a Virgo with an Aries moon, is what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Maddie, what do you think?
I don't know.
Well, sorry, we just both being like, well, I'm a Virgo and you're an Aries. So Annabeth
combined.
Is
Transformers style, we're just like on top of each other creating Annabeth.
Annabeth is just all the personality traits of this podcast episode combined into one person.
You're so right.
Maddie, what is your understanding? Like, are you a big astrology person? Are you just kind of going with the flow right now?
So I am not. And I worked 3 12-hour shifts in a row, so I did not do any research.
What are you doing? Saving lives.
Yeah, God forbid. So I actually really, really like astrology. I think it's a very interesting and like kind of fun way to connect with people. I actually made all of my coworkers a few months ago download the Pattern app so we could see if we were all compatible to be friends with each other.
My grandma would be furious at you.
I know. But I don't know how to do like the like chart stuff. So I just rely on these like horrible apps that like are just really bad. But they're fun and I have a good time. And I obviously know my big three. Like I know it without looking at my app. But I thought maybe we would have to go like deeper into our astrology. So I was like, I better pull it up.
I just have to say as a side note, you know that Robert's going to make a meme about your grandma, right?
No, like, I'll have to send it to her. She won't understand a single thing. She'll be sitting in the corner downloading it and then send me a... So she does voice memos because she, like, writing out in Canada and then me reading in Canada is just going to be, like, it's a nightmare. So we started doing voice memos.
Yeah.
And so she's just going to be like, I don't know what this is. It's very pretty.
That's so cute.
I love it. I love it.
I will say that Molly, like, what was that you did where you took your like pounds of notes and just like, you know, settle them on the your desk before flipping through them. I was like, oh, she's a Cancer. I can see it. She brought her seats.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of like, I mean, like, you know, everyone who's not a fire sign, like, for example, the reason our podcast runs so smoothly is Aaron has everything charted and everything's, like, perfectly done. And, like, it's like, this is when this episode will come. And I'm like, I'll make memes and I probably will show up. Like,
Manasa shows up and is just like, what's your fatal flaw?
I want you to know this is how I talk to strangers as well. I'm like, there's no small talk with them. I'm like immediately like, what is the thing that you hate the most about yourself? And give me three examples of when it's affected.
I love that because the people in my life are absolutely like that. And I am not like that at all. But those are my favorite types of people. I just love talking to people that are just like, we're just going to lay it all out. Like, this is me. This is my whole person. And I'm like, oh, I've known these people for like 3 years and they don't even know my favorite color. Like, I am the complete opposite of that.
I know nothing about Maddie.
Yeah, what's your favorite color? True.
My favorite color?
Yeah.
It's green. Just so now everybody knows.
Yeah. Why? You're welcome. Now we all
don't
know.
Don't use
you.
That against me, internet.
Look, Maddie's canceled. Green is problematic.
Oh, man.
So, Annabeth.
Yeah, so she's apparently a Cancer.
Which is how I start most of my conversations. IRL. Anyway, so, Annabeth. Mm-hmm. My compromise for you, Erin, is I could really see her being, from my very shallow understanding, I could see her most fittingly, not canonically, but most fittingly being a Virgo Sun Cancer Moon.
I could totally see that.
Specifically because the moon is like the hidden aspects. It's like the stuff that you don't really want people to see, like your emotions and your fears and everything. And that's the part of being a Cancer that I see in Annabeth.
Let's just make all of their charts for them. Let's give her a fire sign rising because she comes across as more intimidating. Love that for her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So true.
We're going to deconstruct all of the charts. Like, this is the new one.
So we've taken care of Percy and Annabeth, but do you want to just go down the line and kind of chat? Okay. So next up we have Leo, who's a Cancer.
That's the least accurate shit I've ever heard.
The fact that Percy is not a water sign and Leo is not a fire sign is fucking illegal to me.
Rick did not think it through.
I think Percy fits the fire sign, but Leo does not fit a water sign at all. No. Mm-mm.
No.
I feel he's too chaotic. He has to be like an Aries or a Sag, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
He has too much insecurity to be a Leo, I think.
Yeah, true.
Any thoughts on his moon or rising or
do we know what year he was born?
I don't think so.
Aren't they supposed to be
I will say I would love to know his Venus. Because that's so much of his personality.
His love one. I have a Cancer Venus.
The fuck?
Mine's Cancer.
See, I knew we were going to get into the... That's why I had my app open on
mine. Mine's is Taurus.
I feel like so much of his character is driven by wanting to find some kind of romantic partner. And at first, it's, like, not on a very deep level, but then obviously later in the series, it becomes very, like, you know, actual love and, like, deep connection. So I feel like I would love to know his Venus, just because that's so powerful for him.
I'm your Venus. I'm so sorry.
Any other thoughts on Leo?
No, I love Leo.
Yeah.
Fuck the haters.
Hazel.
So cool. Leo is adorable, and he's a little teenage boy who's insecure, and he needs love because And they had trauma.
Who he asked for emotional support is fucking Jason. So, like, no wonder he's rough.
I will save this theory for a later Fatal Flaw episode, but I'm convinced that he was stolen. The character of Leo was stolen from Marco from Animorphs. And I'm not...
They're both known
for being trying to be players but never getting dates. They're both short Hispanic boys. They're both have dead moms and a lot of issues. Just saying, it's the same fucking character.
So Rick doesn't know astrology, but he does know Animorphs.
Yeah, and that's okay.
We will unpack that later.
He's got his priorities worked out, and you know what? Yeah. He's made that choice for himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hazel is a Sagittarius. Thoughts?
Hazel's 13.
Yeah.
It's like hard for me to like imagine her personality, even though Percy is like 12 and I was like, aha, he's, you know, X, Y, and Z. But
I will say Hazel, I feel like, is one of the weirdest canon versus fanon characters. Like, in the books, she has like a pretty solid character development, but the way we talk about her and like the fanon version of her seems very different from the actual books. So it's hard for me to kind of pin down, because I do get all caught up in like how everybody talks about her versus how she actually is. Same with me and Frank.
I honestly feel like I have trouble like actually characterizing Hazel other than like soft horse girl with a sword. Which I kind of like that.
She also, like, curses a lot, apparently.
I thought she, like, no, I remember her saying, like, old-timey sayings.
I feel like that was kind of meant to be a joke, like, oh, like, in her mind, this is, like, a curse.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's, like, she's got the mouth of a sailor in 1930.
Mm.
They were saying fuck. Yeah. I'm sorry. But no.
They were saying fuck.
Nico is apparently an Aquarius.
I can see that.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. He is an Aquarius. No criticism. No.
What does that mean, though? I'm Aquarius. I'm like, he's a fish. I'm not the Pisces is a fish. What is Aquarius? Is that a water sign? It has to be.
It's
water.
An air sign.
It's air. Isn't that confusing?
Pisses me
air
off.
Air sign.
Why would Aquarius be a fucking air sign?
We're complicated.
That's a very Aquarius response. The Aquarius, I would describe an Aquarius from my limited, I'm sorry, Maddie, you're like, I like you, but I've met some Aquarians that I don't like. Aquariuses are like the people that are the epitome of I'm not like other girls. That's an Aquarius. And that really fits Nico. Like, Maddie's not like other Aquariuses.
Yes!
Maddie's not like other Aquariuses.
Yeah,
so.
She's different.
Yeah.
I am exactly the same as all other Aquariuses. If you like me, you like all other Aquariuses. You need to reassess your judgments.
Maddie, were you like a moody preteen at all? Did you go to Claire's?
Did you wear a cloak?
Did you pierce anything? Did you buy a cloak?
Goals?
Nico! He has a cloak for no goddamn reason.
Oh. He shops at Hot Topic and Hot
You're right.
I'm sure that is
he
true.
Does.
Did you shop at...
I didn't shop at Hot Topic. I probably wasn't that moody of a teen. But I think Rick did Nico dirty in these books with his descriptions of him. Just like... He did not have to have him wearing, like, the chain wallet outside of his pants, all black. Like, I understand that Nico is, like, king of darkness or whatever, son of Hades. But he did not have to go full, like, throw up Hot Topic on on this child. It was so unnecessary.
I don't know. Maybe you've never experienced grief, but that's the proper dress code in Hot Topic and schools and a quote.
100% this child Googled Hades and Son of Hades and darkness Hades and aesthetic. Then link to Hot Topic and just like ordered everything he could find.
Piper is a Gemini.
That tracks.
Yeah.
No changes there.
Major Gemini.
That's
vibes.
Fair.
I feel like one of her twins is cool and could be an independent, strong woman, and the other one is sad and waiting for Jason to love her back.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to pick one, Piper.
No notes. Piper's a Gemini.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank.
We all agree.
Gemini.
No.
I don't like
Frank
this one.
Gives me water sign vibes. Mm-hmm. Frank's like kind of like a soft boy, you know? Like he's going to be a Pisces or a Cancer.
Oh, I see Pisces a lot.
Right?
Tell me about Pisces, because I'm Pisces moon. Tell me more.
Oh, Pisces are... So how I describe the water signs, this is my own personal theory. This is not anything. Well, like it's based on my knowledge of the water signs. So you got like, I would describe Cancer is like an ocean. It's known for being kind of like the motherly one, but it can also be really terrifying. You know, it's like the motherly sign that can also be like really manipulative and scary. Pisces is like a rushing river. Like every Pisces I've ever met is always going through a crisis. Like, they're always kind of going through something. They're very emotional and constantly. Whereas a Cancer is, like, calm and then suddenly will be like, whoosh. And a Scorpio is like a frozen lake. Like, you don't think it's emotional, but then you step on it and it's really emotional. That's how I would describe the three water signs.
Wow.
And so Pisces are, like, always going through
that.
It, kind of. They're the most sensitive of the signs.
I just have to say... I have never met a Pisces.
Really? See, I collect Pisces too, so I feel like they like my Virgo nature.
Well, you can have them.
I'll take them. I'll fix. It's like,
and I will say, Frank is my least favorite of seven. So this is just. I think he is a Pisces 100%. I agree. Pisces, not Gemini. But
yeah, I know you have you have a Frank problem.
I have a lot of problems.
That's one of the many.
I know a lot of Pisces men, and they're like, I mean, they also, all of my guy friends are Pisces for some reason. They like to be born like literally a week before me. But yeah, I would say that's Frank. I could see that.
I don't think this next one is accurate. I think Rick fucked up on this one. Jason is a Cancer.
No.
But I don't know enough about this to know what he would be, so please share your thoughts.
I also think, I was going to say he gives off, like, Capricorn vibes, too. Mm. Jason doesn't have a personality for the majority of Heroes of Olympus, though, and so it's kind of hard.
He does kind of get a personality after he gets glasses.
And all Earth signs wear glasses, so therefore... I can see him as a Capricorn or Taurus.
I think Taurus is probably
Let's do it.
A good sign.
Screw Rick's official birthdays. We are recreating it.
So are all the seven just like celebrating birthdays nonstop in the summer? That's just like what it's feeling like.
Yeah. It's probably because he just wanted it to be in the book. Because the books mostly take place during the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Second to last on our list is Grover.
Oh.
Who is a Gemini.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that.
I get water sign. I get water sign from Grover. Ooh, he's so emotional.
Oh,
he's always having a lot of emotions. I get Pisces or Cancer, yeah.
I could see that. You're right. Everything.
I'm gonna say Cancer because I love Grover.
Okay, let's go with Cancer then.
Okay.
It's been spoken.
I'll do that. Yeah. I feel like Cancer. I feel like he needs to have a more externally emotional sign, though.
That would be
Cancer.
Pisces.
I feel like I mean, it's got to be Pisces. Sorry, Maddie, but I disagree with you. I don't think it's Cancer.
It's
Pisces. And then Talia, we've already discussed, is a Capricorn, the only Earth sign on this entire list.
I don't know if I can see it, but okay. I don't know what else she'd be. I feel like fire sign, maybe. It's the tree. Yeah.
She's an Aries, right? Like,
yeah, she does give off Aries, but yeah.
Think about how quickly her and Percy like started fighting. Like, that's Aries vibes.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Those are two fire signs in a room together. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Literally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do like the idea of Talia being the only one that's different. I think it's a little weird.
Not like other girls.
An Aquarius then?
I mean, he had to make her birthday at that time so that she could have jumped the prophecy, right? In the third book.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's the only reason she's the Earth sign.
But yeah. I do think she is kind of the, like, asterisk of the group. She does seem to be the exception a lot. She's actually not like other girls, but she doesn't... she doesn't say that. Because she does have, like, a totally different path. She's just in a different category. Like, she's not even, like, demigod or, like, Camp Half-Blood anymore. She's Hunters, and so that just, like, puts her in a totally separate box in my mind. So I feel like that fits, that she's, like, the only type of that sign.
Makes sense.
Sure.
I think the last thing on my list to discuss, I would like to talk about the compatibility... Let me get my notes over here. I would like to talk about the compatibility of Percy and Annabeth based on their signs.
Are Leo... I don't think Leo and Cancer are super compatible, are they?
On paper, I don't think they are.
No.
I'm thinking about the first few chapters of The Lightning Thief where they don't get along. And I'm thinking that that's kind of where they start off based on their signs. You know?
Yeah.
Because that is a lot of butting heads. Maddie and I have gotten into this before, but a lot of people say, like, Persebeth are enemies to lovers.
They're not.
I'm sorry. There's some, like, butting heads at the beginning.
I was just going to say, I think it's super interesting that their, like, signs aren't compatible because their godly parents are
not compatible.
Also, I'd say they're acquaintances to friends to lovers, which is the best trope. Honestly, I don't like enemies to lovers very much because it's usually like a really toxic relationship that's like romanticized.
Mm.
Like peak of that is like maybe I'll make some enemies. Kylo Ren and Rey. That's like peak enemies to lovers that people are really opinionated about.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand the jump. But from enemies to lovers, because at least you have to land at friends. Like, you at least have to like the person you're romantically involved with. And yeah. So jumping from enemies.
Okay, I am reading an enemies to lovers fantasy book right now, and you do not need to like the person that you're in love with.
But then, are you just in lust with them?
What book are you reading? Okay, then? I know. I don't want to put myself out there. I'm an Aquarius through and through. It's in my Twitter bio.
What you're currently reading is in your Twitter bio?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you do?
Or whatever that everyone on TikTok is obsessed with? Okay.
No, I've never read that. I actually don't like fantasy, but I picked up this series last year and I absolutely loved it for some reason. Folk of the Air series, so it's like The Cruel Prince. It was all over TikTok, and I like picked it up last year. And I actually hate fantasy, but I like got into it really. I read all three books in like a week, which I'm a really slow reader because I'm dyslexic. So I got into it, and now I'm like rereading it, and I love it just as much as I did the first time. So, and it's enemies to lovers, and it is like the enemies to lovers.
I think the most chaotic thing about me and Maddie, who host a Percy Jackson podcast, is that we don't like fantasy.
That's hilarious.
I love that for you.
I don't even like other Riordan books. Fantasies.
Incredible. Wow. Yeah. I looked up
Wait, you don't like Magnus Chase?
I just like am not super interested. I do like Magnus Chase. Now that I'm reading it and I'm 75% of the way through the second book, I do like it. Because once I get into something, then I'm into it. But like, I'm just like when you pitch me a fantasy story, I'm like, it like bounces right off of me in one ear and out the other.
I looked up the compatibility of a Cancer and a Leo on astrology-zodiac-signs-science.com.
I am on that as well.
Do you guys want to hear? Do you want to hear about their sexual
I would love to hear
compatibility?
That. Please.
I skipped that because I was it made me uncomfortable.
Well, I'm going to read it. It says, Cancer and Leo make a very interesting couple due to the fact that they are the only signs in the zodiac ruled by the lights in the sky, both of which are not planets, the sun and the moon. Although they don't have much in common, in astrology they represent a husband and a wife who are king and queen of the zodiac. Unfortunately, we know how unsatisfying the sex between a king and a queen can be.
What?
And then it says, the sexual aspect of their relationship depends on the depth of their emotions. As highly emotional signs, each in their own way, they tend to show their love in different ways, and this can be a bit hard to reconcile in their sex life. As a fire sign, Leo is way more openly passionate, and this could scare their Cancer away. Cancer is tender and sensitive enough to make their Leo partner feel guilty because of their nature.
Okay, so we know that neither of these is correct because, like, mm-hmm. I cannot imagine. Like, the whole point is Annabeth is like, can you please just, like, let me know how you feel? And Percy's like running around in circles fighting monsters.
You're a coward, Percy Jackson. Mm-hmm. Mm. If she were a Virgo, how would that?
A Virgo and a Leo, that wouldn't be good either, I don't think. Let's see.
Oh, I did Cancer and Taurus. That's not the one I wanted.
Oh, apparently it's a good match. Potential for great everlasting love. Oh, no, that's Cancer and Virgo. Oops.
Yeah, no, this is 5%.
That's me and Nike. What's up?
Hey.
So it's
5%.
You did that on purpose.
I did. I was like, yeah.
Just orchestrating a whole error.
It's a 5%
to brag.
For the sexual and intimacy compatibility is 5%.
Oof. For yeah, a Leo ooh, and a Virgo?
That's real bad, yeah.
1% with emotions.
Yay.
It is not looking good. What's
going on? We gotta fix their signs.
An Aries and a Virgo.
Oh, that's us, Monica.
Ew.
Now you can't read.
10%. We're not good. Sorry.
You win.
Mike, you can
wish.
Stay with Mike. Yeah.
Thank you for the permission.
You're Thank welcome. You.
She was thinking about it.
I was just going to leave.
Our trust is high, though.
That's good. Good for us.
Do me and Maddie.
And shared activities is high. Okay, let's see.
That seems right. Wait, what's our friendship? Are we a good... yeah, shared activities. Okay.
1% with sex and intimacy.
Are we friends? Should we be friends? Man. Are we compatible?
Nothing is over 50%.
So you guys have to break up.
Yes.
This will be the last episode of Fatal Flaw.
Because of the end. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Wait, but okay. Oh, and then if me and Molly did a podcast, we'd be compatible because Cancer and Virgo, and then Maddie and Monica can do one.
Yes. I feel like everything on my chart, at some point in this episode, you've been like, oh, yeah, I have a ton of people in my life who are like, you've said, like, Cancers and Pisces. You're a Virgo. Those are my big three.
I collect... This has nothing to do with Percy Jackson. This is like one of the most Virgo things I've done. At one point I like listed out everyone in my life and their sun signs because I just wanted to see what the patterns were. And I found that like a lot of my friends are Geminis, Pisces, and Cancers. And I was like, that's interesting.
This is why Virgo and Aries shared activities is only 70%, not 100%. I would not.
That's the 30. The 30% is that's where you draw the line.
Okay, guys, I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And we'll put my notes away.
Okay. Banish them.
I'm going to set them on fire.
Okay. That's probably good.
Do you guys have any final thoughts on astrology and Percy Jackson? I know you'll have to come back for an Animorphs episode, so.
Oh, God. I'll drag Janessa along who will have no input.
I've read one of them once out of order and it's like torturing me forever.
You wake up in a cold sweat dreaming about
Animorphs. They're all free online. Highly recommend if you want a good time.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. Well, this was really fun.
Wait. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. Did I ever tell you about the IKEA elevator?
What are you talking about?
Okay. So I was in an elevator in IKEA. It was at the point in the pandemic where people were like, most people I knew were vaccinated. So I went to IKEA because I finally felt comfortable going to a big store like that. And I was getting in an elevator and this one lady was like, should I come in or should I just let you guys go down and then I'll get the next one? And so I was like, you can come in. And I was with a couple other people and I was like, we're all vaccinated. And she got in and I was like, that sounds so creepy. Like, I meant we are vaccinated. Like, I know they are vaccinated. I don't actually know your vaccination status. And it was like, oh, ha, ha. And she said, yeah, it was a good guess. I am vaccinated. And I go, let me guess. Pfizer? And she was like, yeah, which, like, there's a pretty fucking good chance about Pfizer. In the area that we are, like, that wasn't that good a guess. But then, because she had laughed at that, I kind of look at her for a second, and I go, let me guess. Virgo? And she goes, oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Just a good guess.
Wow.
Wow, terrifying people in the IKEA elevator. I'd love to see it.
If you had guessed her first name, that would have been incredible.
Are you a Virgo, Ashley?
Just like sacrifice right there.
Okay, so can you plug your pluggables? Where can people find you?
We are Camp Half Pod. Find us on anywhere you listen to Spotify. We're currently on the fifth book of the Percy. I'm so sorry. We are on where you find podcasts, so Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. We are currently on the fifth book of the Percy Jackson series. We do a read through and kind of talk shit. It's fun.
What's your social media stuff?
At Camp Half Pod.
On everything.
Wow. Yeah. Can I find you on LinkedIn?
No.
Yeah, it says our college history, and you can also help us find a job.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. This was so fun.
Thank you. A pleasure as always.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
See you around.
Thank you for listening to Fatal Flaw. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Fatal Flaw PJO. Music by David Thal from the band Glass Bandit. You can find them on social media at Glass Bandit Music.